This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh held talks with his Italian counterpart Guido Crosetto in Rome on the first day of his official visit to Italy yesterday. Both the leaders discussed opportunities in defence industrial cooperation. An agreement was signed to promote defence cooperation between the two countries. Mr. Singh suggested to foster the interaction of the Indian startups with the Italian defence companies. Agreement was signed. According to the Defence Ministry, both sides also discussed training, sharing of information, maritime exercises and maritime security, and a host of defence cooperation issues. Union Finance and Corporate Affairs Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has embarked on an official visit to Marrakesh, Morocco, beginning today. She will attend the annual meetings of the World Bank Group and the International Monetary Fund, along with G20 FMCBG meetings. The annual meetings will be attended by finance ministers and central bankers from across the world. Finance Minister Mr. Sitharaman and RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das will co-chair the fourth G20 Finance Ministers and Central Bank Governors meeting. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will today interact and address the contingent of Indian athletes who participated in the Asian Games. He will host the sportspersons in New Delhi for the outstanding achievement at the Asian Games and to motivate them for future competitions. India won a total of 107 medals, including 28 gold medals, in the Asian Games concluded on Sunday. This is India's best performance in the Asian Games in terms of total number of medals won. Congratulating the Indian contingent on the phenomenal achievement, the Prime Minister said, "Every awe-inspiring performance has made history and filled the hearts of countrymen with pride." The program will be attended by the athletes of the Indian contingent for the Asian Games, their coaches, officials from the Indian Olympic Association, and representatives of the national sports federations. The death toll from the ongoing conflict between Israel and the Palestinian militant group Hamas has crossed 1,600 on both sides. According to different media reports, more than 900 Israelis have been reportedly killed, with at least 2,600 injured and dozens taken captive, while at least 687 Palestinians have been killed and 3,726 wounded. Israel has called for complete seize of Gaza and sealed it off from food, fuel and other supplies. It has also called up an unprecedented 3 lakh reservists. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has said that nearly 1,37,000 people were taking shelter, with the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, the UN agency that provides essential services to Palestinians. In the Kashmir Valley, 2 terrorists were killed by a joint team of security forces in a nocturnal gunfight which broke out at Alshipura hamlet in South Kashmir's Sopian district. According to Additional Director General of Police, Kashmir, the terrorists neutralized in the operation had the association with the banned terror outfit Lashkar-e-Toyba. Over 18 lakh accounts to the tune of over 11,000 crore rupees have been opened under Mahila Samman Savings Certificate 2023 across the country. Communication Ministry said the new scheme Mahila Samman Savings Certificate was launched on 1st of April this year. The 2-year tenure scheme offers an attractive and fixed interest of 7.5% interest compounded quarterly. The Assam government has given in-principle approval for a new 1,000-kilometer road project, high-speed economic corridor, under the Ohum Mala for an estimated 3,000 crore rupees. This decision was taken in the cabinet meeting held in Guwahati yesterday. The Central Bureau of Communication advertisement rates for private FM radios has been revised by the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting after 7 years. The base rate has been increased by 43%. City-wise rate for stations also to significantly increase depending on listenership. With this increase, the gross base rate for FM radio advertisement will increase from 52 to 74 rupees per 10 seconds. In ICC Cricket World Cup, match between defending champions England and Bangladesh is underway at Himachal Pradesh Cricket Association Stadium in Dharmashala. Bangladesh captain Shakib Al Hassan won the toss and opted to field. England were 123 for 1 in 19 overs when reports last came in. In the second match of the day, Pakistan will lock horns with Sri Lanka at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad from 2 this afternoon. And that is the end of this news bulletin.